bet on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my father. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour here on this Thursday, April 16th, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you by Missy's discounted sale, spring summer sale for fat burning. You need to give her a call, set up a free phone conversation with her. She will explain to you exactly how she will scan your body, tell you what needs to be done to get your metabolism turned back on so that you can burn 30, 40, maybe 50 pounds before summer. If you give her a call before 11 o'clock tomorrow, Friday, before she comes on the show, you can get $500 off the fat burning program. It's very simple to do. All you have to do is call 269-964-4044. Give her office a call. Trucker Randy mentioned a spring-summer sale. I'd like to schedule a phone conversation with Missy. That's all you have to do. You don't have to be scanned. You don't have to start the program. All you need to do is contact her before 11 o'clock tomorrow, and you'll be able to get this discount. It'll change your life. You will feel so much better. You'll have so much more energy, and you're going to look really, really good in pictures this summer. Wedding pictures, class reunions, whatever it is you got going on, as well as even looking better in a bathing suit. So give her a call, 269-964-4044. If you want to see the website that she created about my journey with her, go to the website truckerrandyhealth.com. You can schedule a free consultation there as well. The budget. Lansing right now, every committee is hearing numbers, proposals, things that they want to do for the upcoming fiscal year 2027 spending budget plan. Well, a spending plan cleared a subcommittee yesterday afternoon regarding the budget for the DNR. Roughly $29.4 million in hunting and fishing license increases were added to the plan. Senate Bill 862, this is coming from the Senate side, does not include a boating fee increase, which the governor recommended. But the hunting and fishing fee licensing hikes allows for $11.3 million general fund cut. They're basically moving it from one fund to a different one. Instead, the spending plan adds $9.3 million for state park repairs and maintenance, and $17.7 million tied to increased gas tax revenue to support the DNR's operations. So hunting and fishing licenses are going to go up this year. Surprise, surprise. You know, they're going to get it to the point where we won't even have any hunters coming to our state. The deer herd will overpopulate, and we will have all kinds of car accidents with deer. Short break, we'll be right back.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Second segment, hour number two, talking about the subcommittee, Senate subcommittee, who was proposing a new budget for the Department of Natural Resources. Republican Senator John Bumstead, thank God he's term limited out of North Muskegon, co-sponsored the fee increases with the Democrat Don Cherry of Flint, supported moving the budget to a full Senate Appropriations Committee with Senator Lana Tice, Republican of Brighton, was the only no vote that ended up having the budget number recommended to the Senate Appropriations Committee, $597 million, which is 10.1% larger than last year. 10% increase in one department, the DNR. And Bumstead, the Republican, co-sponsored it. This guy is such a tax and spend rhino. I am so glad he will be gone. Unbelievable. Well, additionally, the subcommittee also moved out an agricultural bill that puts a premium on getting Michigan-grown and raised products into the stomachs of Michigan residents. The panel added a combined $8 million increase called the Double Up Food Bucks Program, which allows food stamp recipients to buy twice as many fruits and vegetables for their money. It puts $3 million into farmer-owned meat processors and $3 million for a targeted research grant related to the animal agricultural industry. The lawmakers said these efforts aim to address supply chain bottlenecks and rising food costs while strengthening Michigan-based production locally. Terry said the ag budget is designed to support local farmers, improve access to healthy foods, and reduce costs for the consumers. However, he also expressed disappointment that certain programs, including the proposed Farm Start initiative, were not going to be included due to concerns about unstable funding sources. The bill also included money for schools to make more of their lunches from scratch, as opposed to having prepackaged meals shipped in. You know, isn't that amazing? I remember when we were back in school in the 1960s and 1970s. I remember the women that worked in the school's cafeteria. They made everything basically from scratch. I mean, the only thing I remember that wasn't made from scratch was fish day on Fridays when we had fish sticks. But throughout the entire week, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. We had ham sandwiches. We had turkey. We had chicken. We had all kinds of things. Handmade sandwiches by the women in the cafeteria. Well, now we're going to go back to doing that. Unbelievable. Getting away from prepackaged meals. The Republican Bumstead praised the additional money that they were going to be spending for food processors, saying he believes his district has more of them than anyone else. He voted to move the bill to the full appropriations, while Tice again cast the only no vote on the school lunch program. Total budget, $155 million. This Senate bill, 863, represents a 6.3% increase, more than last year's budget. Are you hearing a reoccurring theme here, people? Department of Insurance Financial Services, 4% increase. DNR, 10.1% increase. School lunch program, 6.3% increase. So far, every preliminary story I've seen regarding the budget they're working on, anywhere from 4 to 10% increase in every single bureaucratic agency department. Unbelievable. So we'll see what the final number comes in at from the Senate. See exactly where the House comes in. Now, another story, part of the budget, places priorities on roads and not dams like the one that's on the brink of failure. Yesterday afternoon, Senate Appropriations Subcommittee overseeing the department approved a $945 billion budget for the Department of Eagle. Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy. Their Senate bill proposals, Senate Bill 855, included a $3 million load fund for local governments to try geothermal projects for heating and electricity, as well as $2 million to help municipalities become more flood-proof ahead of severe storms. Also, the bill did not include any new full-time job positions. $22.7 million for the Eagle Department, which actually is a 2.3% cut from last year's budget. Wow. This is the first one we've heard it being cut. Chairman of the subcommittee, term-limited Senator Jeff Irwin of Ann Arbor, expressed some letdown as his final Eagle budget was moved along party line voting. I'm not really shooting for contentment. I don't think that's possible in this context. I think the budget is in such a position where we're not going to be making any new investments in education, healthcare, environmental protection. The money is going to the roads instead. Irwin was critical of the $1.8 billion road funding deal the governor and the legislature approved last year. He fervently opposed the new 24% wholesale tax on marijuana that bankrolled the deal and voted against the bills that directed all state taxes paid at the gas pump to go to road projects instead of the former sales tax on motor fuel contributing to public schools and local government revenue sharing. Well, last year's deal also already commits $688 million that the state make this fiscal year using corporate income taxes. This designation of revenue will end up reaching $1.04 billion by fiscal year 2030. Irwin continued, as far as addressing federal dollars, I think that's a problem all over the budget. But I'm hopeful we can continue our effort to protect the environment, invest in water infrastructure, despite losing funding from Washington. We know that last year's budget put us in a position where we weren't going to be able to make big investments in anything other than roads. So I think there's really an effort to continue what we've been doing and to try to keep the current system afloat. As far as the Senate Bill 855, Irwin wants Eagle to oversee a program he's excited about. Geothermal Energy Network Revolving Loaned Fund. Also, Local Infrastructure Preparedness and Protection Program. Both of these programs are being financed by a one-time general fund appropriation. Local governments often operate facilities that could take advantage of geothermal power, Irwin said, but they struggle to bring in the expertise and investment to make it happen. Geothermal projects aim to draw up heat from underground water running through the ground, soil, and rocks. According to the Department of Energy, the heat energy can be converted into steam that could drive turbines to produce electricity. Underground reservoirs of hot water of the Earth's subsurface temperatures can be also used to heat and cool buildings, according to the Department of Energy. With these geothermal heat pumps, district heating and cooling systems can tap into their resources. Well, we've known about this for years. Going back almost 9 years, we got a geothermal heat pump installed here at the home studio, and it saved us a ton of money. Called Well Connect out of Alpena, Michigan. Well, finally, yesterday afternoon, Governor Gretchen Whitmer declared a state of emergency in 32 counties because of severe weather efforts causing flooding, straight line winds, rising water levels, and even tornadoes. The governor said, we've seen in recent weeks and in recent years that we have flooding problems all over our state. Having Eagle take the lead and provide more support to our local governments in addressing these huge water events is incredibly important. The water is coming whether we're ready for it or not. We have to deal with it, and we have to deal with it quickly. 32 counties. State of emergency by Governor Gretchen Whitmer. One of the other things the governor mentioned is a fact sheet by the University of Michigan stating that more heavy weather is coming this spring. Bottom of the hour news break, hour number two, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real, honest news to Michiganders statewide.
Good morning for Michigan News Source. I'm David Barr. It is tax day. Flooding conditions around the state still dominate the news as rain again filled rivers and streams yesterday and last night. Governor Gretchen Whitmer extended the activation of the State of Emergency Operations Center statewide at noon on Tuesday as water levels continue to rise, threatening dams and severe flooding across the state. The state set up a website website to coordinate information on the Sheboygan Dam. The website is michigan.gov/sheboygandam.com. Michigan Department of Natural Resources Public Information Officer Kathleen Levy told the Associated Press that more pumps are also being added to the Sheboygan Dam to help push water towards Lake Huron. Flood warnings are in effect for the Sheboygan River Basin, the Osabo River, and the Manistee River until Sunday. If you've got some oak trees you're hoping to prune as the weather heats up, the DNR is asking you to wait a bit longer.